Hey everyone, I hope you're doing great, and it's great to talk to you after a bit of a break. In this podcast, I just wanted to talk about something that's been a theme in my life, and I hope that you can relate with it because a lot of my readers on Pick Your Calls I could relate with it when I first posted about this topic a few months ago. Let me ask you this. Have you ever felt the need for doing tons of different things because you love challenge or because you get bored easily? You know, maybe it's learning a new thing, a new language, or doing something different because you're particularly curious about it. And I don't just mean one or two things on the side. I literally mean tons of different things. For example, you might be doing a project. You might be working on a project. And you're also interested in, let's say, composing a song. And you're also interested in interviewing social workers because you're curious about how their life works, you know, what they go through day to day. So you've got a ton of different things you're interested in just because you love learning. This is what happened with me. This has, like I said, it's been a theme in my life, and this is what happened with me when I quit my job in 2009, towards the end of it. A lot of you already know my story, but just to recap for those who don't, I had a well-being stable IT job, and it was going fine. I was doing this for the last 5 years and 3 months, to be precise, but definitely there was something that was killing my creativity, and I was not there was no longer the drive to go to work. It had become a chore, okay? And this is what I didn't want in my life to happen. So I started reading a lot of blogs online, and one of my favorite at the time and still was Steve Pavlina's personal development blog. I found myself reading it during breaks, during lunchtime, between work when I was waiting on an email. So I realized that there is something interesting about this, and I found that I'm interested in personal development, and that must mean something. So I explored this further. I read a lot. That started back in 2006, by the way. And back when I quit my job in 2009, I went ahead and started Pick Your Goals in 2 years' time. So what does this mean? Is it just about having a different interest on the side? Or is it something more than that? Well, to be honest, it could be just that, just the first thing. But in my case, at least, I've identified myself to be a multipotentialite. You know, a multipotentialite is a very interesting term that is doing the rounds of the internet. If you just look up multipotentialite, you might come up with a few posts, but not many people are talking about it. The idea was first introduced by Barbara Sher. She's an American psychologist who wrote a book called Refuse to Choose. And she based her experience on, you know, from the case studies that she got from her clients. Okay. And there are a certain species of people whom she calls scanners. Now, a scanner is someone who you can also call them a multipotentialite. A scanner will typically have too many interests. Okay, and these interests seem to be unrelated to each other. Let's say, for example, in my case, I did my bachelor's in IT, then I did my master's in marketing. I took dance classes, classical dancing lessons for 5 years when I was a kid. I took drawing and painting lessons as a kid as well. And I wanted to give the elementary examination, but that I couldn't because I just wanted to draw for leisure. Then I worked at my IT job for 5 years and then in marketing for a few months. I quit when I almost was due for a promotion, I would say. Then I dived into coaching and NLP, which is neuro-linguistic programming, which is the study of the human mind. And I started seeing clients one-on-one. Then I launched Pick Your Goals. At the same time, I've been working on my writing business. I'm not sure if you know, but I've got my own writing business, Damn Fine Writing, where I help small businesses simplify online marketing and, you know, just help them make more sales and live the 9-to-5 life that they originally opted for. So I do a lot of content writing in that business. In the meanwhile, I also studied Cert 4 in training and assessment in Australia. If that sounds like too much with not much one focus, I can understand. But for a lot of people who can identify with what I'm saying, and if that's you, it will look like a life full of possibilities. You know, there's no right or wrong. It's just different perspectives. You know, it's if you're wired as a multipod, you will get it. Okay. So how to identify if you are a multipotentialite? Okay, let's look at some characteristics of a multipod. I speak from experience here, but of course there will be more things, characteristics that I may miss. So, you know, feel free to email me, write back to me and tell me what you think. Number one, multipods love to learn. And I just don't mean learn a new thing. You know, they want to dig into it. They will spend hours and hours understanding a concept. They will turn it upside down, play with it, apply it, and then stop. Okay, they will just stop. It's not like a virtuoso in music, a musician who's reached his peak level of success. It's not what a multipod wants. For a multipotentialite, it's important that the current activity that they are engrossed in keeps building on the curiosity. And if it becomes something that's more like a solved puzzle, and they know they have to now keep doing the same thing and keep honing their skill by following the same practice route over and over again, they stop and they let someone else take over from there. For me, it all comes down to how much curiosity I have still left for a particular area. If it's there, I will continue to contribute. If not, like I said, I would just give it away to someone. That's number one. Number two, we get bored very easily. You know, so if you have a multipod employee, make sure you can give them a variety of tasks, no matter how challenging. If you are a multipod yourself, find passion, different passions, and come up with a way to smoosh it all together into an interesting, quote-unquote, mess. Another characteristic is we love challenge. Okay, now here's the thing. If I didn't find writing, coaching, speaking, starting an online biz challenging enough, I wouldn't have gone there, personally. The same applies to the flip side. When something stops to be a challenge, you know, you stop spending a lot of time on it and let it run on its own. You know, you don't really abandon a project, I would say, but you find a way to keep coming back and poking things to see where it leads to. Or you find a new home or a new owner for it. Eventually, if you don't find it fulfilling enough, you quit and you are on a new journey of discovery. Number four is we have a number of skills. You know, for example, I speak for myself here, but I'm sure that you have tons of skills as well. In my case, I say my skills are writing, editing, creating websites, online communities, SEO, speaking, you know, blogging, and so on. Most of us have a plethora of skills in different areas. Number five, we're good at mashing up a lot of ideas and skills. We bring out our knowledge in one area and apply it to another area. It's very natural to us. I'll give you an example. If I have a writing client, I go beyond just writing for them. I have helped tons of clients who came to me for writing, and I have helped them with setting up their website or tweaking things on their website because I've got IT background, so I've got those skills. So what I'm doing is I'm contributing by using my skills in a completely different business model. A lot of writers, I would cringe at that thought because they feel that writing is their, you know, quote-unquote job. And anything beyond that, for example, uploading a post on WordPress, if you have no idea what WordPress is, it's a content management system on which websites stand. For example, Pick Your Goals is based on WordPress. So I don't think that it's outside my job description or it's outside my scope. It helps me over deliver. So that enables me to be ready with tweaks and tips for my clients. So those things are not outside my job description because I love to mash up all the interests and skills that I've got. If you can relate with it, there are chances are really high that you are also a multipod and you would welcome mixing up skills and sort of letting them blur the boundaries. Number six is we are hard to replace. If you're working at an organization, you know you are an asset to them. For example, I work with a marketing agency as a communication specialist. This is all freelance and I don't have to go to work or anything. It's a freelance, it's a part of my freelance writing business. So when they realized I was good with technology, they started giving me in-house techie troubleshooting type of tasks. And, you know, they would just call me up for help. And if there was something not working, they would just ask me. If there was a website password that was lost, they would just seek my help. Soon they also discovered that I was good with operations. Okay, so I was asked to do ops manuals for their clients and processes that they use in-house as well. So if I leave tomorrow, I know I will be hard to replace because I'm bringing in multiple skills. In this case, being a jack of all, if that's the phrase you want to be using here, although I don't relate to it. However, in this case, it's a much better way to go about business because if you are good with one thing, for example, if you're a bookkeeper and that's all that you do, tomorrow if there is a new software coming up or an app that comes up for it, you're easy to replace. But if you're really being human and you're really bringing all your skills together and contributing in innovative ways, you are very hard to replace. So that's number six. I'll just quickly recap for you. Multipotentialites love to learn. We get bored easily. We love challenge. We have a number of skills. We are good at mashing up skills and ideas, and we are hard to replace. So if you are a multipod, I applaud your courage to accept and embrace it. If you're waiting for the society to catch up and acknowledge your skills, well, you'll be disappointed at least for the next few years, I think. Why? Because not many people are familiar with this breed of humans. If you're willing to wait that much, I say good luck. But if you're not willing to wait that long, I say good on you. Because multipotentiality is an asset. It gives you a uniqueness that, you know, to be able to combine different skills because you have them and solve problems fast. Makes you a fast learner. You're enthusiastic like no one else. You know, you rock at many tasks. So you can use your multipotentiality and bring it all together by creating a new business and lifestyle that allows you the freedom and creativity to thrive. And, you know, you can start now, right now, after you're done listening to this podcast, of course. So how can you start? Make a list of goals that you've got and divide them into sub-goals, okay? Now pick the ones that you're ready to work on right now and allocate them a time during the day to each of them, okay? If you get bored fairly quickly, you're probably doing one thing for a very long stretch of time. So make sure you mix and match, okay, to invite your creativity. I like to divide my day into different slots and tackle a variety of projects. For example, this podcast is definitely a boost to my brain, to my creative juices. You know, I love speaking to you and I'm contributing in a little way, no matter how small it is. So you can do that too. You know, you've got a ton of different things that you can take up and, you know, you don't have to always be too hard on yourself because you have to become a pro at just one thing. You can be a pro at many things. I know it's hard to work simultaneously on one thing because there's no thing like multitasking, and that's not what I'm telling you to do here. What I'm telling you to do here is something what a serial entrepreneur does. They take up one thing, they, you know, do amazing work at it and take up something else. You know, it's up to you how frequently you want to be taking up these new different tasks. For example, last year I was doing a lot of public personal development, public workshops. I'm no longer doing them that much because I feel that I need to feel that I want to do that now. But at the moment I don't hear that calling, so I'm going to be taking a pause on that. And that's okay. I'm not doing everything together. I'm doing things, one or two things at a time, so it doesn't get too stressful on me either. So you need to remember that the gremlins of getting lost and overwhelmed are always going around the corner in the life of a multipotentialite. So you want to make sure that you can handle those, okay? In the future podcast, I will talk about being a multipotentialite, the positives and negatives of this lifestyle, how to remain productive in the face of multiple projects and more. Until then, I hope you enjoyed this podcast. And if you did, do write back to me at pooja@pickyourgoals.com. I'll wait to hear from you. Have fun. Bye.